Now, some of you may recognize this guy. His name is Byron Smith of Little Falls. He's convicted of 2 counts of first-degree murder. First degree required premeditation and intent. Now, they proved that what he did was premeditated. He moved his vehicle down the street to make his house look vacant. He saw a couple teenagers circling the block, like casing his house and others out. He'd already been broken into a couple times by these same teenagers, so he said he recognized them. Told the police later he recognized them. So he went back inside, moved his car down the street, though, made it look dark in his house, and he sat downstairs with a loaded hunting rifle across his lap. Pretty soon you hear the glass break, and you hear footsteps upstairs. Then you hear the door open. How do I know this? Because he recorded everything in his house. So you can get the video, the audio file is available. If you go back to downloads later, you'll see our CD-ROM, and you can click on that for our CD-ROM contents, and you can view it as a directory tree. Go to state info and then go to Minnesota and Byron Smith, and then there's an MP3 or 4 file there that you can play that you hear all the audio, and it's really bone chilling. You hear this audio of these kids breaking into his house, walking around upstairs, the door to the basement opening, and you hear footsteps going down. So you hear the boy walking down the stairs, and then boom, a big boom, and he falls to the bottom of the stairs, and you hear him groaning, oh, 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 and then another boom, and Byron Smith going, "You're dead," and you hear him dragging the body off. A little while later, you hear the door open again, and a female voice, the cousin of the boy who was just shot and killed, she comes down the stairs. Nick, are you there, Nicky? Nick. Boom, and she falls to the bottom of the stairs, and in a mousy little voice, she's, and then you hear click. The gun doesn't fire, and he says, "So sorry." Now, he later told the police he put the muzzle of the gun in the boy's face and fired a fine finishing shot. The girl, he said the gun jammed. Well, could have jammed, or he could have had a hunting rifle that only had 3 rounds. I don't know. But at any rate, it didn't go off. So then you hear a little bit of rustling, and he takes a .22 out, puts it under her chin, pulls the trigger once, and now she's gurgling. And oh, God, no, oh, God. And then you hear another shot, and she's still gurgling with blood in her throat. And he goes, "Why won't you die, bitch?" And then bang, 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 3 more shots, and there's silence. So this was not home defense. The jury wouldn't buy his home defense, claim of self-defense. And they convicted him on 2 counts of first-degree murder.